Come to lay flat on your back. Bring the feet together and the knees apart. Soles of the feet together, knees apart. Supta Baddha Konasana. Breathe here. See if you can let the back body relax with the exhale. Base of the ribs soften down towards the floor. Back of the neck lengthens for the eye sockets to look straight up. Press the feet together. Press the feet together. Let the knees open out. Bring the knees back up to the midline, feet flat to the floor. Lower both knees to the right. Bring the arms out to the side, either straight out to the side or into a cactus. Bring the knees back up to center. And take the knees to the left. You can look over the opposite shoulder. Back up to center. Knees over to the right again. Bring the right ankle on top of the left knee. Use the weight of that ankle to stretch out the hip. Look over the opposite shoulder. Come back up to center. Over to the left. Left ankle on top of right knee. Use the weight of the ankle to open the side body. Look over the opposite shoulder. Come back up. Stretch both legs out straight. Bring the left knee into the chest. And you're going to twist, bring the left knee across the right side of the body. It can go as far over as you want. It can go to the floor. It can go to the height of the hip. Look over the opposite shoulder. Look over the left shoulder. Pull the hip and shoulder away from each other. Come back up to center, switch legs. Stretch the left out straight, bend the right knee into the chest. Twist over to the left side. Looking over that shoulder, stretching the side body, moving the hip away from the upper chest, shoulder and hip away from each other, back up to center, bend the knees, both feet flat to the floor. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. Find a small curve in the lower back. You do not want the bones of the lower back on the floor, and take the left knee into the chest. As you take the left knee into the chest, you want the right hip and right knee moving away from you. Feel if you flatten the curve of the lower back and try to bring that curve back in. Feel free to do both and feel the difference. I think it's a much more interesting stretch in the hip if there is a curve in the lower back. Release the feet to the floor. Cross the left ankle over the right knee. Bring the right knee into the chest. Feel if you're even on both sides of the pelvis. You don't want to fall to the one side more than the other. Small curve in the lower back, so the bones of the lower back are not on the floor. Feel free again to feel the difference, flattening the lower back and arching the lower back to see where that stretches. Move the left hip and left knee away as you pull the right knee closer and closer into the chest. And release. Feet flat, knees bent. Happy baby pose. Bend the knees into the chest and take the outsides of the feet with each hand and pull the knees down towards the armpits. And if this is not easy, you can use a belt around the feet to do the same. Press up through the inner foot, through the mound of the big toe, and draw down through the outer foot. You could play a little bit here. You could lengthen the spine, try to find that arch in the lower back, which is easier for some than others. You can stretch the legs out straight to the sides. You can do one leg at a time. Pull the outer foot down, press the inner foot up, and release the knees, feet flat to the floor. Let's come on up to stand for two balances. Stand at the front of the mat, feet parallel, tree pose. Feel how before we come up, the hips points are forward, the shoulders are forward. Take the right knee forward and up and bring the right foot as high up into the left inner thigh as you can. And then bring your hands back to your hip points and make sure that both hip points are pointing forward. Do not worry how far out the right knee goes to start. Hip points forward, shoulders forward. Unlock the standing knee if it's locked. Deepen the standing groin so you could feel like you're sitting into a chair, even leaning forward a little bit. And then if you can stabilize the pelvis, maybe take the right knee out to the side a bit. Bring the right knee back to the center, lower the right foot. Lift the left knee, hip points, shoulders forward. Bring the left foot high up into the right inner thigh. Hands to the hip points, shoulders forward. Right knee doesn't lock. Right groin is deep, so don't jam that right thigh forward. Even that, get that feeling of sitting tiny bit into a chair. Solid in the core, solid in the pelvis. Maybe open the left knee out to the side, but don't let the pelvis rotate backwards. The left hip stays in the front plane of the body. Bring the left knee back to center and release. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. Left foot is parallel. Now we're going to bend the left knee and lower halfway towards a squat and bring the forearms onto the right shin. And you want to feel that the left knee is tracking right in line with the left ankle. And very specifically, to feel if your hips are willing and available, your shin is parallel to the floor and the front of the mat with the knee tracking over the ankle. Press the inner left foot down to stand up. And switch, left ankle crosses the right knee. Right knee points is right in line with the ankle. Start to lower halfway to a squat. Maybe the forearms come to the shin. You don't have to come very far. It all depends on what's available in that hip socket. Tracking the knee in line with the ankle. Try to notice where the left shin is in relation to the floor in the front of your mat and how it compares to the first side as well. Press the inner right foot down to come up to stand.